Evening, listeners.
Evening, listeners.
And this is Nick Elliott, Rock Art Photographer, and we're doing another brand new Nick Elliott podcast show. And I'm joined once again by Chris Moore.
Hi, Nick. And I'll tell you what, you said evening, listeners, but it might be morning, listeners. It might be afternoon, listeners. Depends where in the world you are.
I never considered that.
No.
That this is a global show.
This is. Goes to China.
Indeed.
And other places.
Indeed. Of which, if you are in China,
yes,
it's night.
Yes, it is.
So,
but we're not.
My introduction would be appropriate.
Well, it would. But if you was in, say, Timbuktu or South End, it wouldn't be. So it's a question of proportion, isn't it?
I suppose it is.
Where you are at the relative time, at the relative stage.
I think the question of proportion is often kind of raised.
It is. And here's another question for you, Nick.
Yeah.
You know there's a thing called the International Dateline.
Yes.
And that's somewhere in the middle of the sea, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. And that means that if you happen to be on a boat that was halfway across the line, one half of the boat would be in today and the other half would be in yesterday. Or if you want to look at it another way, another half of it would be in today, another half of it would be in tomorrow, because it's on the International Dateline. So where would you be? In the future, in the past, or in the present?
I'd just like to put out a public notice here.
Yes.
I'm at present now looking for a co-presenter to do the Nick Elliott podcast show who don't talk such fucking bollocks.
It's a theoretical conundrum.
I know it is.
I've often wondered about, Nick.
Really?
Yeah, because there's your International Dateline right there. There's your boat there,
yeah.
Right? Right, that half is in today. That half is in tomorrow.
Right, now we are doing radio here, Chris, so nobody can actually see you making...
Well, for those who have drawn it, I've drawn a boat with a line going through the middle of it.
Okay.
Okay. And if you stood there like that, right there on the line between the two, you are neither in today or tomorrow. In which case, do you exist?
Is this the kind of thing that you spend Friday night laying in bed
generally with a gin and tonic
really?
In hand and some dry roasted peanuts.
A large VAT.
A large VAT,
or a bit of Vera.
Yeah, that's right.
As it's better known.
And I consider these conundrums.
Really?
Yes, I've got a thing for them, Nick.
Weekends at your gaff are a riot, aren't they?
It is the essence of time travel, that question, you see.
Is it really?
It is. That's what Doctor Who's all based on.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, it is in theory.
What, some geezer on a boat?
Yeah, the idea that you can actually move forward or backwards in time, theoretically, is possible. If you can go fast enough, or if you happen to be standing on the International Dateline. If you can move faster than the speed of light, then you can move forward or backwards in time.
Good God.
There you are.
You're a fucking genius.
Do you know what? I have a theory about this.
Chris Moore, you're a genius.
Thank you. Did you know that dinosaurs are thin at one end, much, much thicker in the middle, and then thin again at the other end?
I think that has been featured on shows in the past,
isn't it?
It's from your stand-up repertoire, isn't it?
It's my stand-up,
That career didn't last long.
It didn't. No, I sat down there. A better class of joke now.
So where you been?
Yeah, I'm much warmer than last time, Nick.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Thank you for coming round and sorting out the heating.
Well, it looks like it's really pumping it out, actually.
It is.
It's really good.
Yeah. Your talents cease to amaze me.
Really?
Because you just looked at it. Just looked at the switch.
This is the effect.
It was on, Nick.
Yeah.
You turned it on beautifully.
I did. I mean, you imagine if I'm walking down the road, how many boilers are getting switched on when I'm going down the shop?
Exactly.
You know?
And there's no end to what you can turn on,
No,
is there?
Not really.
Anything you'd like to mention.
Yeah. The list is endless, as they say.
Endless lists.
But you've been okay?
Yeah, I've been good. I've kept away from all the bugs and things.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, so I'm pleased with that.
We're progressing very quickly to the festives, aren't we? The bug season, Nick, and all that shit.
Nick, do you think Christmas is around too early? Now, I'll be the first to admit, I love a bit of Christmas.
Yeah.
I do. Always have done, always will.
Love a bit of Christmas.
What I don't like is Christmas in October. Or even November, particularly. Or even Kevin the Carrot on TV.
Don't you like Kev?
Kev, no. For a start, a carrot wouldn't do that.
It's a good ad though. It's a clever ad.
It's cleverly done. Mm. I'll give it that. Cleverly done. But all these big stores, they all make these big Christmas ads now, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
And there's only one that I've ever particularly liked. That's the Coca-Cola one with the lorry.
You know, the Coca-Cola truck.
I tend to put that out every year.
I saw that one year in Cardiff.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody's
when
got
I was to. I was off to Planet Rockstock over in Wales when I was working with and for Planet Rock. They did this festival every year, which I think they still do it. I can't remember where it took place. Good gig, actually. Mm-hmm. Really good event. And used to have to drive by Cardiff, and this particular weekend, it was coming up to this early part of December, that's when they used to do it, which was a strange time, you know, certainly for me. Because it's really odd for music events to happen, festivals anyway, although it was all inside, obviously. But it was a great gig. You spent 4 days on that, it's really good.
Wow.
Yeah, and I saw the Coca-Cola truck in Cardiff.
Must be difficult to drive that.
Well, I tell you what, it pulls some people out, man.
I bet it does.
Jesus, God, you couldn't fucking move.
No, it's got a persona all of its own, that truck.
It does, yeah.
Nothing like a good truck.
No,
is what I say.
I couldn't agree more.
One of my mantras in life.
Couldn't agree more.
No, yeah. I know you couldn't.
Yeah, bigger the better.
Yes,
and more of it the better.
More of it the better.
More.
Yeah, lovely. Yes, I like to get articulated.
Do you?
Mm. Mm.
What, bending in the middle and
all
that stuff.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, new wheels, shedding your rubbers.
That's it. Yeah. I like a bit of burning rubber.
Do you?
Mm.
Okie cokie. Mm. Well, there's a party game.
I'm rapidly trying to think of funny jokes, Nick.
Are you?
I'm trying to think of funny jokes.
Don't worry. Just keep thinking.
I will. Yeah. Anyway, you talk for a minute.
Okie cokie.
I'm looking for a tin, Nick.
For a tin? Okay.
I can't see it.
Would that be a joke tin?
It would be.
Literally a joke tin. Bugger me, man. Right. You got a joke kit.
I
keep tripping over your fucking
words.
I'll
just pick my hair up.
What are you doing that?
I'm looking for my tin. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Oh, but I have here, look. Laugh on the loo. Bog standard humour. A white clean cover.
Oh, right, okay. Andy?
I'll find a funny joke.
Okay.
Because I know
you. I'll let you peruse.
All right. Oh, dear. Trouble is, you see, a lot of this is bad print. I can't really read it very clearly, even though I have got my glasses on. Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Nah.
Don't worry about it. Something will come.
Something will come.
As they say.
They do.
In the trade.
They do, in the trade, yeah. So, yeah. That's,
so you got a bit of a problem with Christmas kind of
in
July.
I have a problem with it being in July.
Yeah.
Yes. Or even November, to be honest with you.
Well, I've got to say, coming out of the studio today, I mean, there's people got all their decks up, some trees and all that shit going on. I think people are kind of being earlier this year than they were last year.
Yeah, that's right. And we were reminiscing, weren't we? We were having our pizza about... Christmas is past.
We were.
You were saying about your dad coming back with a tree on his back.
Yeah.
On a bike as
well. Yeah, fantastic.
And I thought, what a lovely image that is.
It was. It was exciting. Oh, man, it was the excitement of his little boy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was great. Really, really good.
Probably be snow on the ground or very chilly.
I do remember one year it did snow at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was quite a lot of it as well.
Yeah, that's right. And what do I remember? Oh, well, similar story. I can remember Mum and Dad and me and my sis, we'd go out to a local plantation. They call it plantation.
Yeah.
And we'd select our Christmas tree.
All right.
Dig it up, take it home.
We never did the selection thing. Dad always did that. Dad always did that.
And then the decorating, well, that was a great fun. That was all family together.
Yeah, same here.
Wasn't very artistic, you know, but it was good. We were all putting our little balls on different places.
It was a big gig at a Hell House, it really was.
Yeah.
And far more decorations. Your mum used to do paper ones.
Yeah,
and
paper
that.
Chains. You don't see that, do you?
No.
Do you remember sort of sticking them
together?
Oh, yeah.
That's what me and my brother used to do. That's it.
Make a hoop.
Yeah. Great fun.
Right across the ceiling.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
they used to do a lot of ceiling decks, didn't they, back in those days?
Yeah.
And they're all paper.
All paper. And used to get tinsel. You remember that tinsel stuff?
I like tinsel.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you remember fairy dust?
I do.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's called fairy dust. It was like very thin stuff. It's a bit, I don't know how you put it on the tree and it made it look like spider web.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
That was a spray, weren't it?
No, you could get a spray.
Yeah.
But this is actual material that you just pulled it out.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I do remember that. Yeah, like a fabric type of thing. Yeah, I do remember that.
And
Bloody hell.
I know, going back a bit.
I tell you, man, great times. They really were. I love Christmas.
But they were simple days, Nick.
They were.
They were.
None of those
flash TV adverts and, what do you want for Christmas, dear? Oh, a brand new house, please. Oh, okay. No, it was...
Or a Maserati or something.
You got a nice new car, Nick, talking the cars.
I have. Mm. Yeah, I have. It's a Mercedes.
Oh, yeah. No, you're up with the higher echelons.
Well, I've been after one for a while.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine managed to find one.
Yeah.
And it was an offer I couldn't really refuse,
as
they say in Sicily.
Well, here in Moore Towers now, all the curtains would be twitching on the estate now.
Oh, were they?
They'd say, what's Chris doing with a Mercedes on his drive?
Oh, right, it's a bit like that round here, is it?
Yes, they're used to seeing as my little old Fiat, whatever it is.
Keeping up appearances, is it? Room for a pony and all that shag.
Yeah. So they'll be looking out there. Somebody's coming with a Mercedes. Wow. He's obviously won the lottery. for all you listeners, no, I have not.
No, nor me. I don't do it.
I don't.
No.
I'm tempted by that postcode lottery one.
Oh, right, yeah.
But I don't. Because they never say, and here's your postcode, and you won. You know, it's never me.
I don't know whether anybody does win these things, to be honest. I've always been dubious about competitions in this country. Yeah,
well,
I have.
I'll tell you about talking competitions. The one that really gets me thinking is the one where you can win a house... plus £100,000.
Yeah.
Now, there's got to be a catch on that. There's got to be.
Well, like I say, I don't know. I've always been very, very cynical with competitions in this country. I really have.
Mm.
And things like the lottery. Shit it now. I mean, my local store, you go in there Thursday, Friday, and they're queuing deep, man. You know.
Yeah.
And they're buying... 40 quid's worth of this shit, and you think, you need something more tangible and concrete to hang on to in your life, don't you, than that?
I can remember the very first ever lottery, the very, very first one.
I can remember that.
Mm. And I won a tenner, and I thought,
Did you really?
Easy, this.
I think everybody won a tenner that night, though, didn't they?
I don't know. In order
to draw everybody in to go and buy a ticket next Saturday night. Don't they still draw on a Saturday night?
It's not on the telly anymore, is it?
And I don't know.
No. It's not. It used to be a big program.
Yeah, it did.
Then it got down to a little insert.
Right.
Now it's nowhere to be seen.
Really?
Yeah. But
so how do you find out, or do you wait for them to tell you?
I think you find it on the internet or something.
Really?
Yeah. Am I boring you?
Oh, Christ. I just come over extremely tired. As I mentioned in the show previous, I am looking for a more entertaining co-presenter. Somebody you don't send me to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or spend time grappling through tins of jokes.
That is the story of my life. I send everyone to sleep.
No, you don't, man. It's purely a jest.
I know. But I do have that effect.
Have you ever done the lottery with exception of the once when you won a 10 quid?
Well, yeah, because when I won a 10 quid, I thought, it's a piece of cake, isn't it? So I did it for about 3 or 4 weeks after that. Nothing happened.
No.
No, I gave up.
No, I mean, like I say, how do you actually know who's won this thing, whether it's real? I don't know. I don't know. And there's a lot of them things going on now. Like you can win a fucking a McLaren and things
it's a big advert, I'm telling you.
Oh,
you win you win this house. It's worth so many millions of pounds. And you win your Maserati car.
Yeah.
And £100,000 on top of it. That there has got to, you wouldn't get that for a pound, whatever it costs.
No.
There's got to be a catch.
I don't know what lottery ticket. Can you pay more?
It's called Omaze, I think it's called.
What?
Omaze.
What? Is that the lottery now?
That's not the lottery as we know it. It's this particular competition I'm telling you about.
Right, Omaze.
Omaze. I think it is. Don't quote me on that.
No, I don't get involved. I never have.
Well, it's a mug's game, isn't it? It's like horse racing, and you never know. You can't tell. If you could tell who's going to win, wouldn't be the point.
You can't the Saturday night when it's dark.
Exactly.
Because you don't know who's going to see him.
Exactly.
You know, so it is a game of chance.
It is. Game of two halves, as they say. Yeah. But hey, there we are. So soon we'll be thinking about the next year, won't we?
We will.
2025.
Yeah.
OMG, as the kids say.
Yeah, I shan't be sorry, me sen.
What with?
To get rid of this one, 24.
No.
No. Not a supporter of 24.
No. I think it's a lot of you as well, Nick.
No, I'm not. I should be glad when it's done and over, to be honest.
Anything you wish to share with the listener?
Possibly not.
No, fair enough. No,
possibly not.
No, no.
It's a little bit kind of personal.
Well, there we are.
Yeah. I'll use that word, personal.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's been sort of nondescript, really.
Has it?
Yeah. I did have a bit of excitement because I stood to be a Member of Parliament.
Oh, no, I knew you were doing that. No, yeah.
That was exciting, Nick.
Well, that's not the first time you've done that, though, is it?
That's the first time I stood to be an MP.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this would have been to get me in the House of Commons.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
And that was really exciting. That was, I've stood for local council, type of thing. But no, this was, I was asked to stand, I can say it, the Green Party.
Yeah.
And they said, "Will you stand in Boston and Skegness?" I said, "Yeah, why not?"
Really?
Crack. Came in fourth, which sounds bad, but there were seven candidates. The person who came in first was our lovely favoured man, Mr. Oh, I'll give you his name, Richard Tice, who's the UK Reform Party.
Oh, right, I'm a big fan of that.
In. Are you? Yeah. Right, so he swept in, as predicted. Then came the Tories, who were beaten. You should have seen his face. He did not like it at all.
Really?
Then came Labour. Then came moi.
Really?
Yeah. So I was up there.
So how many votes did you get? Do you know that?
Good. I can, you can look this up if people are interested. But I've got an idea it was around about 2,000.
Right.
Which is not bad.
No.
Not bad. You know, I think we did better than we thought we'd do.
Did you do door to door?
I didn't.
No.
Well, I'll tell you for why. What I officially was known as was a paper candidate.
Okay.
Which means, realistically, you're not going to get in.
Right, okay.
Realistically.
Right.
So I did sort of interviews with places.
And, oh, did you?
Yeah, I'll go to local radio stations.
And, oh, fantastic.
As did all the other candidates.
Yeah.
Did some hustings, which were good fun.
Hustings, what are they?
Hustings are when you have a public meeting. And the public turn up and you can fire questions at the candidates.
Really?
Yes. And a couple of those got on fire quite quickly.
Oh, I didn't know that you did then.
Yeah, so you had to be on the ball on that.
So is this, or was this, a Tory constituency?
This was a Tory constituency.
Was it really?
Yeah, has been for years.
Why is that? The farmers?
And so on and so forth. But because of the way the population's made up round here, a lot of ethnic groups have come in.
Right.
And it's true to say there is a certain tension, always had been, by the local inhabitants.
Right.
And the Eastern Europeans who are coming in.
Okay.
I won't go into the major...
I can well imagine.
But there are tensions.
Yeah.
And this is why UKIP came into... Not UKIP. Reform.
Yeah.
Stood in here, because they knew they'd get a very big vote. And they did. And they overturned the Conservative chap.
Really?
Yeah.
So what is this now? It's a reform.
It's a reform.
Is it?
One of four in the country.
Fantastic.
Well, it's not fair. I don't like them. But
don't you like Farage?
No.
Oh, right.
No.
No, I'm a fan of Farage.
Yeah.
I like the bloke. Yeah, I do. I've always liked him.
Yeah. That's your right?
Yeah. No, I think he's a man who says what he wants to say, whether it's right or wrong.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think that in itself... is to be kind of admired.
Yeah.
Somebody who actually kind of says it as he thinks it is.
Well, yeah, that is that to it.
You know, whether that is a case of where it's essentially all scripted, as I know most of them are, but, I think he has views, which he's quite prepared to share.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah.
I know he was there for the Trump gig, weren't he?
Yeah, I see that's another thing that puts me off him, that he has aligned himself... with Trump.
Has he?
Yeah. And so Trump is quite very right-wing, very right-wing politically, and so is Farage.
What's your view on Donald? I mean, I know they're making a lot of this out of this bloody country, aren't they? They are, which I'm not too sure why, Chris. We don't even live there.
No.
So what has it really got to do with us, apart from the obvious commercial?
Well, it's the commercial stuff, but there we are. They've re-elected a convicted villain to lead the country. Now, here's a guy who's got a criminal record, for goodness sake. So how, and now that he's president, all these other charges that are against him are dropped.
Are they really?
Because you can't charge a president of the United States.
You can't?
No.
Right, okay.
So he's got away with all that stuff.
And right.
Really, he's quite a reactionary, I think.
Do you think?
Don't really like him.
For what reasons don't you like him?
Well, the things he says, like he says some mad things, like some people in America are eating their cats and dogs. Oh, for goodness sake, they're not eating their cats and
what,
dogs.
Because they're broke?
Because they come across the border and he's inferring, you know, from Mexico and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's inferring that they're the type of people that would do that.
And he's really?
He's building this massive, great big wall between America and Mexico. It's going to go right across the United States eventually.
Right.
A physical wall.
Right, okay.
And he thinks that's a good idea.
Mind you, he stormed it though, didn't he?
How do you mean?
To actually get in. He destroyed that woman, I think, didn't he?
Yeah.
In respect of votes or, you know.
Well, the lady who was up against, yeah, whatever her name was.
No, I can't remember.
No, but yeah, they've got a completely different system to what we've got. So they've got what's called the college system out there.
Okay.
Voting colleges, which is like areas around the place, you know. And he won on that, but he also won the popular vote as well.
So where do they do it then compared to how we do it here?
They have different... So you know United States is divided up into different states.
Yeah.
Well, each of them was given a proportionate number
right.
of what they call college votes. And it's just a way of totting up, basically. Right. But the big thing for him this time is that he won the general vote as well, which is if you add up votes for votes for votes, he won on that as well.
Right, okay.
Normally he won't do it. It's right. like our system in this country. Because you're elected to be the government, you don't necessarily have the biggest number of votes, which strikes me as nuts.
Yeah.
Which is a big thing that the Greens support, the Green Party, which is proportional representation.
Okay.
Which I'm a strong believer in.
And some of these meetings got a little bit heated, did they?
Well, these hustings, yeah, because people can come in off the streets, you know. And you know people are going to try and cause trouble.
Yeah.
You know it. And they do, they come in. Luckily, I wasn't targeted. They were going for the big guns.
Okay.
You know, going for the Conservatives, the UK Reform.
Oh, what? So all the candidates are there despite the party they're from?
They're all supposed to be there. Sometimes right. they didn't turn up or what have you. They got this opportunity. So there's really nothing in Green policy that you can say which surely you don't agree with, you know.
Right.
There's nothing controversial there. It's all about the environment, and that's really what it is.
Right, okay. You know?
But, yeah, I really, really enjoyed the whole process.
Sounds interesting, man. I knew that you'd done it. I knew that you were obviously doing it.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that you were doing the standing for the MP thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That much I didn't realise.
Yeah, that's it. So that would have been for Boston and Skegness. So I could, if I got elected, I could say, sorry, Nick, can't do podcasts this afternoon. I'm in a debate in the House of Commons.
Right. So you would have been one of them yo-yo sleeping.
I would have been there.
Yeah, giving it some Zed. Yeah.
Oh, bless
That's
him.
Not a bad way of pass your time, really,
well,
is it?
Well, it's not. It's not as bad as in the House of Lords, though.
Oh, is that worse?
Yeah, they literally do go to sleep.
Well, most of them are dead, though, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they just wheel them in. Their coffins.
Yeah, wheel them in, wheel them out, you know, for the relevant gig.
That's it, just to get the votes. God, dear me. Yeah, so that was probably the highlight of my year. You know, you might think, what a sad thing to have as a
highlight. Not at all.
But
not at all.
I am fascinated in the political process. I like political debates.
Right.
I like philosophical debates.
Because you watch Commons Question Time or whatever they call it?
Yeah, the question, PMQs.
Okay.
Always watch that Wednesday midday.
Right.
That's fun because it's the way, you know, the Prime Minister has to stand up and defend himself or herself against any questions that's put.
What do you think to this Starmer guy then?
I don't particularly like, I'm disappointed because I am socialist quite strongly by nature.
Okay.
And Labour Party is socialist.
Yeah.
So at least they should be.
Yeah.
But they're not. The Labour Party should be looking after its old age pensioners. They're not. They stopped their fuel allowance. That's gone. You know. And yet they get all the little perks along the way. All the free gifts they get, you know, like free suits, free glasses.
Yeah, was it 32 grand worth of clothes or something he bagged?
Your working person doesn't get gifted that sort of thing, do they?
No, not at all.
You actually had to do a day's work to pay for it.
Well, I think I have a problem with the title as well. Sir
Keir Starmer, again, sir. It's a contradiction.
Totally.
Because socialism is supposed to be all people are equal with one another.
Yeah.
Calling yourself a sir is putting yourself above, isn't it?
Totally.
I agree with the Tories having that as a title because that's the way they are.
Yeah.
They are very much for structure in society. That how he can live with himself as a sir, being a sir, in the Labour Party, I don't know. But there we are. He's not the only one.
I mean, I don't actually know what he even did in the budget. I mean, that was supposed to be this woman, this is she Chancellor? Some woman he's got who's a bit of a mayor, I think.
Well, she's the one who's put taxes up.
Oh, is that what they've done?
Well, of course, that's what Labour Party do. They borrow more and they tax more.
Yeah.
And to be fair to her, she hasn't hit the worker too much.
Right.
She's hit the corporations.
Okay.
So the companies are paying more.
Well, that won't do them bastards.
It could. It could, Nick. It could hurt them, in actual fact. But we'll have to see. It's early days.
Yeah.
I'd rather have them in than the Conservatives.
Oh, totally.
That's my personal view.
Yep.
I'd rather have the Green Party in totally, but not going to happen. But do you remember way back in time there was a party called the Natural Law Party?
Yes, I do.
Wow. They were far out. They were into yogic bouncing and all this type of thing.
Really? Yogurt bouncing?
Yogurt bouncing.
Yeah.
Yeah, great fun. They got these pictures, you're supposed to believe, these blokes cross-legged floating in the air. No, they just snipped that image and put it above some scenery somewhere, and that's how they've done that.
What were their kind of policies then?
Oh, it was all down to transcendental meditation. So do you remember the days of Maharishi Yogi?
Back to that.
It was that.
Was it really?
Yeah, all back to world peace and let's sit down and think this one. No, let's generate world love and happiness.
Oh, fuck me, one of them type of people.
One of those, yes. Mm.
That ain't ever going to work in the UK, is it?
No.
And happiness, shitty death. That, and then connect UK, it don't work, does it?
No.
Not at all.
No. It's, it came and went. Mind you, they were a very rich organisation.
Yeah, no doubt they were.
They were backed by people like George Harrison.
Were they really?
Yeah. But they did not very well at all.
Bit of a shame.
Yeah, but the idea of these bounces, you know, these yogic flyers, they're called.
Really?
They're supposed to get into a state of meditation and they can bounce themselves from a sat down position and float, you know? And this is them getting into themselves and generating world peace and everything.
Oh, for Christ's sake, man.
But they didn't say that the photos were obviously faked. Because humans cannot do that, as far as I know. You know.
Bloody hell.
But hey, why not? Everyone for their
own. Now, I'm nothing like up on it, not to the degree that you are.
Well, I just find it fascinating.
Yeah, I know you're a big politics fan,
yeah. Yeah, I am.
No, I haven't kind of tuned into that type of thing. Really, I mean, the Brexit thing changed things for me. You know, I voted out. Yes, I did. For the obvious reasons. Yes, I did.
You know, I voted in.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right.
Just stay in. But there we are.
But it never happened.
No.
None of it happened. And they just spent the next 2 years trying to basically kippy you up to go how they were going to kind of reverse the decision without anybody needing to have a say.
There's a lot of cynicism around politics.
Ugh. Mm. No, even that isn't what it used to be in this country, is it?
No.
Not at all.
No, that's right. It's a shame. Because I do consider it an important part of society.
Oh, totally. Yeah, very much so.
But there we are.
So talking about Christmas, what's your plans? Have you got any?
I'll be down to Mama's, my dear mum, down in Kent. 92, you know.
Really?
92.
Stone me.
I know, bless her. If you're listening, Mum, morning. I did that last show, didn't I?
You did. Well, she's probably still listening.
Morning.
She don't realise that this is a new show.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah, 92. You probably don't turn off, do you? You just turn on and never leave it.
Oh, dear. She treats me like a kid when I go down there.
Yeah, I know. You've said that before.
I regress to about an 8-year-old.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't dislike it. It has its perks.
No, nothing
like
wrong.
Like a cup of tea in bed.
Short trousers are a bit of a tight fit now.
That's a bit much.
Yeah.
And I had to put my school cap on.
Oh, yeah.
Like
bit of an Angus thing.
Yeah, I've got an Angus thing going on. Yeah.
Good. No wrong with that, is it?
No.
No wrong with a bit of Angus.
Oh, crikey, no.
At all.
What a band. But I'll stay down there probably to New Year. and come back New Year's Day because it's, quite quiet traveling New Year's Day. I don't do New Year's as such.
No, me neither.
I don't see the point of it myself.
No. Yeah, so Happy New Year. What is that really all about? I'm not sure. Are you?
Well, I must admit, I used to love New Year's Eve when I was a student, like in sick form and student days. You know, a good old party with all your fellow students and everything.
Right.
That could turn into a right old how's your father.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
which was rather good fun, you know. Yes, the memories come flooding back there, Nick. But nowadays, I'd rather go in bed, rather be in bed, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the point? It's another day.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I don't do it. I've never really done it. It was never supported family-wise, to be honest. If you missed it, you did.
Yeah.
If you saw it, you did. It didn't really matter.
I used to like, hosting a party. I used to like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is, I suppose...
Bit the Abigail's party vibe.
Oh, that's another subject altogether, that is. But yeah, the Crismore parties, this is when I was married.
Yeah.
And fairly nicely married, yeah. I'd say. I would volunteer to host a New Year's Eve party.
Right.
For me, it's a good excuse for a booze up.
Okay.
And lots of music
right.
put together. So I'd say, I'm just going to get myself in the vibe. So I'd start on my hi-fi system at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And the first people turned off at 8 or 9 o'clock.
Right.
By then I was rocking and rolling. You know?
Were you really?
And people would come in. I could always remember this one girl came in. She said, I'm a bit hungry, Chris. Can I have a fry up? I thought, fry up?
A fry up?
She wants a fry breakfast about 10 o'clock at night.
Really?
I say, well, you want to go and cook it, you know.
Whatever happened to a sausage or a stick?
Oh, no. Anyway, so there she is, knocking back her whiskies or what she was on, and eggs and bacon at the same time.
Really? She had a fucking full Monty?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, blimey. And it was getting rather weird, you know. So those sort of wound down around about the 2 o'clock mark.
And these were New Year Eve parties,
New Year's Eve,
were they?
Yeah, New
right.
Year's Eve.
Okay.
But funny, I used to like hosting those, you know.
Right, okay.
It's all strange. But hey, there we are.
Yeah, no, nothing wrong with it, man.
No.
Not at all.
But not anymore, Nick.
I've been to a few house New Year's parties, if you want to call it that. I always preferred house parties to kind of bigger events and bigger venues.
Yeah, sorry, you know. This is a house party.
I did
house.
That. Yeah. I always preferred that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Went to some wild fuckers, big time, in the past, but they weren't New Year's Eves.
No. You, being in your realms, oops, that doesn't come across on the microphone. If it does, this is Coca-Cola, folks.
Coca-Cola.
There's nothing you want there, Nick. I'll leave it there.
No, I'm all right. Thanks, man.
Yeah. No. What was he saying?
About parties.
Yeah, I suppose in your line of work, you would have had occasion many a time to go to a party.
A lot of invites. You get a lot of invites, but I've not been to that many, really. No. Not because I'm anti-party. I'm okay with parties. Yeah. In fact, it's a long time since I went to one.
Yeah.
A long time. But never really bothered with the New Year's Eve thing. All that old Lanz Eye knackers and all that.
I found
you know.
Embarrassing, that.
Can't be doing with it, man.
No, I didn't like it.
No, that ain't up my boulevard at all.
No, I know. I didn't like that either.
No.
But hey, we're getting on, Nick. That's what it is.
Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
No, I think you just know what you like, Chris, don't you? I mean, I've never really been any different even when I was younger to me as a ute. You know,
not in the sort of teenage years.
Went to no end, man.
Yeah,
no end. Yeah, I mean, yeah, riotous things. Yeah. You know, oh dear.
Do you remember your first encounter with alcohol? So I remember mine.
I couldn't tell you where it was or when it was.
No,
I couldn't. Oh, not to be honest.
I can remember mine. I must have been about 14, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I was hammered out of existence. I know I was found by somebody's back garden by their pond.
Were you really?
Yeah, and I was by the side of it. And do you know what? I got a reputation after that as being somebody who can handle his drink.
Really?
And can get down. Well, I didn't really handle it, Nick. Puking everywhere.
Oh, dear. Oh. I tell you, what a terrible experience, though, isn't it?
It's horrible.
Self-inflicted pain.
Yeah.
What
if you're happening your tea, listeners, morning. Oh, dear. Oh, he's having a cough, listeners. That's
a bit of a cough.
Yeah. I must stop making him laugh.
Oh, I tell you, every time he... I think it's something to do with this iffy throat or whatever it is. I don't know.
No.
Don't know what it is. But no. Like I say, never really... But parties, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Dinner parties, I've always found a bit of a gas.
Yeah.
And I've been quite a few of them, but that is a bit of a gas.
Well, you mean formal dinners?
Yeah. You know, when you tip up, you got a bottle of wine and all this shit. So somebody cooks.
Knives and forks. Oh, you work in. Hell,
And then some yo-yo sits over the shoulder, opposite side of the table, telling you, it is cat's blacker than your cat. You know, fucking hell. No, I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, drives an electric car now.
Wow.
You know, usually a Tesla.
That's it.
Dear, sell it, buy a proper bike.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Nick? What plans have you got for next year?
Well, I'm very busy next year. We go straight in, well, pretty much early in the January, we're back into filming Diamond Dogs, which is a feature film that I've got a lead role in. It's a first, that is, for me, Chris.
We were saying, weren't we? Have you got your membership with Vector yet?
Not yet. But I'm actually acting, or that's what they call it. I just call it playing me fucking self. You know, they give me this script, I read one or two lines and say, well, look, what's the story? That's that. Okay, I can do that.
Mm.
And then literally I just play myself.
So that's it? They give you a script?
Yeah, they give me a script, which... I've got to confess, for any of the crew or cast listening, I don't read.
No. Because, let's be honest about it. You say you're dyslexic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so actually sitting down and reading a script would be a very difficult thing to do, Nick.
It is. Where over the weekend, I think it was, I received the script for one scene that we're shooting in January. And it's quite a beefy thing. I've got to say, I haven't got that much dialogue in that one. But there is a bit where I say an awful lot, an awful lot, you know, which I won't say I'm going to struggle with it, but I would struggle to read that and then literally play the part as that script is written.
Right. So,
if you know what I'm saying.
So it will give you a prompt. It will give you an idea.
Yeah.
And I suppose there's a certain amount of ad-libbing goes on.
There is with me.
Which is good.
There is with me. Yeah. I mean, literally, I ad-lib virtually all of it, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's bits that obviously the director and writers want in, and they want featuring, even down to the fact that, you know, they want that word in, whatever that word may be.
Mm.
I would probably not use that word.
Mm.
You know, certainly in some of the last scenes we shot, which was, where are we? Probably about 3-4 weeks ago now we wrapped it. I have trouble with full names, you know. And it got a little bit kind of tense because I just couldn't get my head around this woman's name who is playing this role. And her name is... Ariana, but I just couldn't get to it. I couldn't get to that at all, and it took ages and ages. We did quite a lot of takes on that. Excuse me, because I just struggled with full names.
Yeah,
because I never call people full names. Never.
No,
I always chop them up, whether I know these people or whether I don't. I still chop them up.
Sure,
you know, to what I would call that person if they sat there in a room.
Mm.
But the script looks good. The bit that I've got, we actually are filming the actual heist, the blag, in January, which is in a disused Barclays Bank.
Wow.
Fantastic place, man, in Norwich.
Good grief.
Really good.
So can you give us just a tiny little taster as to what the film's about?
Yeah, I can indeed.
Just a tiny little teaser.
Well, no, I can actually tell you a little bit more than that. It's a feature film. It's a British comedy. It's called Diamond Dogs, and it's the basic plot is there's these two characters. I play a character called Paul Canterbury, and my co-star, who's Andy Blythe, plays a character called Rick Foster. Both of us are professional criminals. Mm. We have been all our life. I'm a bit of a wide boy, ducking and diving, and I've never been caught. Andy's been caught many times, and he spent a lot of time behind the can, you know. He comes out and we hook up after a long period of time. He's just spent 5 years in the can. And I put it to him, look, there's a great job. This is the final job and we should do this.
Mm.
It's loosely based on things like the Great Train Robbery.
Yeah, that's coming to mind.
Yeah. Ocean's 11, which was a good film. Yeah. Also, it's a bit of a Magnificent Seven thing because we then put together an elite squad of seven people to pull off this jewellery heist.
Mm.
And that's basically
that's
the
it's
plot.
About.
But it is a comedy, which is the bit that kind of appealed to me.
Yeah.
And I was very honoured because it was written around me.
Wow.
That's what the director told me, a guy called Chris Smith, who I love Chris, he's top draw. And he said, you know, he worked on two or three of the Two Go Mad in Norfolks that the comedy show. And he just loved it. He had a complete fucking riot. He really, really enjoyed it. And he went away and then he wrote this film and he approached me and he said, look, I want you to play the lead role. I said, oh, fuck me, I don't do that kind of thing, man.
Mm.
You know, I'm an artist. I'm a rock art photographer. And he said, no, do that. Yeah, I want you. I said, well, okay. I can play myself and I'll do that if you're happy with that.
Mm.
And that it's exactly what I want. So that's what I've done. And it's been a lot of fun. It really Good. Is. We have a great crew, great cast. I haven't met all the cast, not yet. And I'm looking forward to The Blag, which is going to be kind of halfway through January.
Crikey.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be take about 3-4 days to shoot the actual robbery.
Yeah,
you
that'd
know.
Be fun.
But there's a lot of comedy in there and a bit of slapstick and a bit of stupidity.
Have you seen that advert on the TV? I'm sure you have. When they're doing a bank robbery and these guys run at a bank and they've got these masks on them and their bags are overflowing with pound notes and everything and the getaway car is broken down.
Yeah.
So the bloke comes out and says, it's all right, lads. I'm with the EAA.
Yeah, I have
and
seen
then
that.
They smile.
Yeah.
It gets me every time,
ad.
That one.
It's a good ad. Good ads. Good ads are hard to find, aren't they?
Yeah.
On the TV now.
Well, that one I remember.
They are. But yeah, so I'm going to be very busy with that. I've got a big show in Rome.
Yeah.
That's the spring. Kicks
that's
off.
The Italian job.
That's it. It is indeed. Yeah, and that's pretty much what we're calling it, really.
Yeah.
Nick Elliott.
Yeah.
Italian tour,
yeah,
European tour, blah, 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 the Italian job.
Yeah.
You know, without Michael Caine, which is
that's
a bit
it.
Of a shame.
What's that line he said? I told you us to blow the bloody cars or something doors. Like that. Bloody doors.
Blow
right,
the
yeah.
bloody doors off.
Yeah.
I know. But no, it's...
So that's a collection of your photography, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I'm going to be showing 25 images. It's split between the rock stuff and the conceptual dark art, which is the stuff I've been working on an awful lot over the past 7 years. It's going to be, well, it is the most important gallery in Rome. It's one of the most important galleries in Italy. It's something that I've always wanted to do, get into Italy, because I think the Italians will understand what I'm trying to do, Chris.
Yeah.
You know, art capital of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Italy, Rome, you know.
Yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Plus, I love the Italians. I love the thought of going to Italy and the clothes, the cars.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
does it get any better?
It, isn't it?
Does
yeah.
it get any better?
Mm.
So it's literally between the Colosseum and the Vatican. So if you don't go well, I'll go down the Vatican,
yeah.
give him a slap.
Say hello, mate.
Yep.
Yeah. How's
you know,
it going? Gives a
yeah.
blessing.
You should have had a word, you bastard.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
You know?
Yeah.
And that kicks off 28th of March until the 7th of April. But we're taking a crew out there. We're going to document the whole show.
Mm.
There's a lot of TV, radio and press interviews to do. And then we're actually going to do a Two Go Mad in Italy.
Right.
Which will be a laugh.
Yeah.
You know. So that's a bit of a special. We're going European.
Very nice.
With the old TV show. So it'll be a giggle. But it'll be just be a great, you know, because it's only a small crew that's going out. There's about five of us going out.
Mm.
You know, and then we'll have the lead up to the show, do the show, have a couple of days over, then come back.
Marvellous.
You know, so.
So you've got a lot to look forward to, Nick.
Well, certainly the early part of the year, yeah, it's pretty tight. Like I say, that the film kicks off second week of January, which is good because second week of January, you always just want to self-harm or kill your fucking self, don't you?
Miserable,
you know,
isn't it?
dear, oh dear.
It's a bit like this now. You know,
it'll be bloody cold, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And this vault where we're actually doing the robbery is underground.
Blimey, freezing.
But it's a wonderful place, man. Really, really good.
Very atmospheric.
Yeah, bloody great. So, yeah, that's pretty much me up until kind of early summer, spring. I don't know, I suppose. Yeah.
Hopefully you'll find a bit of space to do a few podcasts.
We'll definitely fit them in. We may even do a live one from Italy.
Oh, crikey.
We might.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it? God, yeah. That'd be marvellous.
But yeah, so, we'll still be bringing the Nick Elliott podcast, won't we, Chris?
We will indeed.
Definitely.
Yeah. You got any more guests lined up to
appear? There's a few people that are hopefully going to come on.
Yeah.
Can't say too much at the minute.
No.
Because one of the reasons is, Chris, obviously you know because you're involved in it. It's been some weeks since we've done one of these.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's time restraints, isn't it?
Time is
a currency.
It is. Yeah.
You know, but no, that's my plans.
Right.
What about you?
Well, I don't know. I can't make plans like that.
No.
No. I tend to take it as it comes, Nick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very sort of laid back, but I can't see much happening to me.
No?
No, I'm quite content with my lot as it is at the moment.
Oh, right. Well, that's a good place to be, man, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually, you know.
Content is good.
But people say, you always own it. You say it's my divorce. Well, I don't consider it like that. It wasn't my divorce at all. It wasn't
your decision.
Or my decision, no. And it hit me big time. Yeah, it did. I was in the right old 2 and 8.
Mm.
But now, given time, I've realised I am most comfortable in my life than I ever have been.
Really?
Right now. So that says a lot, doesn't it?
Well,
perhaps I'm just one of these people that prefer or can cope with a single existence, whereas I know you find it difficult not to, don't you?
I think probably then, man, you've actually found the reason for being here, ain't you?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'll say it again, content, you know.
I mean... Christ Almighty, content. Yeah. I think you're there.
Yeah, well,
I do.
But I don't have none of the excitement that I yearn for.
But do you yearn? That's the point. If you're content, possibly not.
Well, perhaps. Yeah, it's hard to say, really, isn't it? But I know it sounds pathetic, but I get my excitement out of writing poetry, meeting with like-minded people, doing this with you.
Yeah,
I always love doing this, and just generally getting on. You know, with things.
I think you've got it sorted, man.
Well, I hope so.
That's what I reckon.
I hope so.
And I think on that note, because Chris is more content than anybody else.
I'm content, more than a contented man in contented contentitude.
Or a professor of contented.
Or a professor of contented.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we'll leave it there then.
Right over.
We'll come back to contentment.
We will.
In the next show.
In a bliss.
Mm. Okie dokie. For now, Chris,
yeah.
As always, it's been a true pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having me, Nick. I really enjoyed it.
Always, always very welcome, Chris. Good to see you, man.
And you, Nick.
Love you lots. Stay safe, listeners. Keep listening, and we'll be back soon again. Bye-bye.
Bye.